My name is Megan Gleason, and I'm a junior at Bainbridge High School. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Legend of Iatus. The story is set at Harvey's Tavern, where a fight has just occurred between Ed and Henry. Henry has taken a beating in front of a large crowd, who have been enjoying the brawl when they're interrupted by a hooded stranger. The crowd of men had gone silent, their eyes glued to the two fighters. A sharp voice broke the silence. "Stop!" The crowd parted, and a tall, gray-cloaked stranger approached the two men, a hood obscuring his face. Ed grunted in surprise, letting Henry slump to the ground in a pitiful heap. "Who are you?" Ed growled. The stranger ignored him, crossing his arms. Ed's face turned a putrid shade of purple. "I said, who are you?" he bellowed, spit flying from his fleshy lips. "Who are you?" the stranger asked curtly. Ed crossed his arms stubbornly. "None of your business." "And my name is none of yours." Ed frowned, rubbing the top of his head. "Your voice is like a girl's." The stranger made no movement, as still as a rock. Ed grinned slyly and reached for the stranger's hood, but the stranger darted out of the way, his gray cloak trailing on the ground. Ed's grin widened. "You's afraid, eh? Afraid of someone discovering your secret?" He made another grab for the stranger's hood, this time pulling it off his head. Or rather, her head. Ed's eyes widened, and he teetered backwards. "You's a lady!" The woman was young, around 20 years old. She had high cheekbones and an arched nose. Her skin was a creamy pale color, like the face of the moon, and her curly, dark hair lay in a tangled mess on her shoulders. Her bright blue eyes were like pieces of ice. Their gaze sent a shiver down Ed's spine. "I'm afraid that's true," the woman said calmly. "Those eyes," Ed mumbled, beads of sweat forming on his forehead. His eyes rolled in fear, and he stumbled away from the woman. "Some find them frightening," the woman said softly. Ed turned pale, his skin blotched. He shook his head, moaning. "Stop! Don't look at me!" The woman arched an eyebrow and turned away. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw a flash of metal and whipped around. Ed had pulled out a dagger and was pointing it towards her chest, the tip quivering in his shaky hands. "Don't move," he panted. "Ed, no!" Several men ran towards Ed, trying to stop him, but the woman told them off. "Let him be a fool if he wishes," she said sharply, her eyes gleaming in the dim light. Ed howled in anger and charged the woman with the dagger, aiming straight for her heart. But before the dagger could pierce her skin, the woman began to change. Her pale skin began to grow long, silvery hairs, and her back arched and shrank. Her arms shortened, as if a string had pulled them back into their sockets, becoming sinewy and muscular. Her fingertips grew black curved claws, and her hands became padded and hairy. Her nose stretched into a delicate snout. Whiskers sprouted from her cheeks. Only her eyes remained unchanged, blue as the sea. All of this happened in less than a second, and Ed screamed as he found himself facing an Arctic wolf.